Oklahoma taxpayer money is headed to savings accounts for children. A physicians group is criticizing efforts to put Medicaid expansion on the August ballot. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are back at the Paycom Center tonight for playoff game 2. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma will soon be contributing $250 payments into newly started Trump accounts. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on a bill signed into law by Governor Kevin Stitt.
Established under Congress's One Big Beautiful Bill, President Donald Trump's new investment accounts for U.S. citizen minors are meant to help families jumpstart the American dream for their children. Parents can open a tax-advantaged account with the federal government and contribute up to $5,000 annually, which a private banking corporation will use to make stock market trades on their behalf. House Bill 4071, or the Oklahoma Dream Accounts Investment Program Act, is by fiscal chairs Trey Caldwell in the House and Chuck Hall in the Senate. The new law appropriates $12.5 million into a fund at the Oklahoma Treasury so the state can contribute $250 to any newly opened qualifying Trump accounts. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Democratic House leader and candidate for governor Cindy Munson says in a news release that she's concerned parents are unable to control investments beyond making deposits and that Republicans have their funding priorities off kilter. State lawmakers are fast-tracking legislation that would place two proposed state questions on the August ballot. One could allow lawmakers to adjust expanded Medicaid eligibility. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the State Medical Association is against posing these questions in a lower turnout election.
House Bill 4063, authored by Appropriations Committee chairs in both chambers, would order an August special election for these measures. Republicans have previously attempted to do this, seeking to avoid, quote, ballot fatigue in the November general election. But Senate Democrats and Freedom Caucus members blocked those efforts. State Medical Association President Dr. Julie Strebel criticizes this accelerated move by lawmakers to ask voters whether they want to see Medicaid expansion removed from the state constitution and placed into statute. There, it could be amended or repealed. She says the legislature is, quote, showing that they don't trust most of Oklahoma's voters to decide this issue, and it is trying to, quote, game the system so all of Oklahoma loses. HB 4063 passed the House floor and now heads to the Senate. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Edmond City Council is considering raising water rates by double digits to help pay for a new water treatment plant. The rate increase would allow Edmond to stop relying on Oklahoma City for its emergency water needs. The Oklahoman newspaper reports the proposal would add steep increases for 2 years starting July 1st. The city expects the new water treatment plant to begin operations by 2030. Edmond City Council is set to take up the rate hike proposal in May. The Oklahoma City Thunder are back in action tonight for the second game of their opening playoff series with the Phoenix Suns. Ryan LaCroix reports.
The Thunder led nearly the entire contest on Sunday afternoon, winning the first game of the series by 35 points. But as center Isaiah Hartenstein says, that doesn't mean the team is already looking ahead. They are still taking the series one game at a time.
We do a great job of just being present, focusing on the next game, not looking too far ahead. And I think that helped a lot, especially in the playoffs when stuff goes really good or some stuff doesn't go your way. You kind of just stay even keel with that.
Game two against the Suns tips off at the Paycom Center at 8:30 tonight and can be seen on ESPN. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
The NBA named Shai Gilgeous-Alexander its Clutch Player of the Year yesterday. SGA earned 96 of 100 possible first-place votes. He leads the league with 175 points in clutch time during the season. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.